Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen, and I'm proud to say that today's show is going to be baseball. I love baseball. I grew up playing baseball, but most people know me as football, Louisiana Football Magazine, which we do have the preview issue coming out this coming summer. It'll be our 26th year, which Episcopal will be in there. And today's guest, speaking of Episcopal, one of the top baseball high school players in the state of Louisiana is Luke Hill, who is a senior that plays for Episcopal High School, committed to Arizona State, the Sun Devils. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
You know, I heard about you, okay? And I'm not on top of the baseball stuff like I am with football recruiting, but I love keeping up with it too. But, you know, Jace that does the games, Jace Lejeune, was telling me, he said, I've been doing these games for Episcopal, and they got this kid. He's a senior. He's committed to Arizona State. He's got so much power. And he said if the outfield didn't have, like, the sign in the way, they'd probably have, like, 14 home runs. but you have 6 home runs in 12 games this year, 2 walk-off winning home runs that I know about, and you're batting .512. You were committed to Tulane at one time, committed to Arizona State now. And tell everybody, Luke, we can start with this, but what changed the Tulane commitment to Arizona State? I know it was early when you committed, but why Arizona State? I mean, you don't hear of a lot of Arizona State commits in Louisiana.
I know. So I committed to Tulane my 4 years, going into my junior year, and at that time I felt like it was home to me. That was like prime coronavirus time, you know. So it was kind of, I didn't really get to feel out the whole recruiting process. And I went down there a couple weeks before I was planning to make my final decision to sign there, and I really didn't feel at home. And I really had to talk with my parents. You know, I had to pray a lot on the thought process of possibly decommitting. I felt that it was best for me and my family going forward. So I decommitted. And, you know, the day after, Coach Willie Bloomquist over at Arizona State gave me a call. And, you know, instantly I was hooked. You know, he sold to me on why I should choose his program. And it really felt like home. So I went down there about a week later, toured around the campus, and I was, that immediate moment, it snapped for me. And I was like, Arizona State needs to be my home.
Man, wow. Yeah, you know, it's a great city. I heard the college is awesome over there.
Oh, it's amazing. Tempe was beautiful. Now granted, it's completely different than Baton Rouge over here, you know, like, just like the architecture and everything. But, you know, it was beautiful. Immediate second I landed, I was like, wow, this is perfect. This is beautiful.
And Luke, you're a senior at Episcopal this year. Did you sign or are you still verbal? You still verbal?
I signed 2 days after I committed. They got me my papers in immediately. I knew that's where I wanted to be. Now I haven't hosted my public one yet, but that'll be coming up in April on my birthday, and that'll be in front of all my friends at school. But yeah, I've signed. I'm ready to go.
Luke, tell everybody some of these other offers. I heard you had some big offers from some other schools too. Who are some of the other schools that offered you? It's pretty impressive.
Probably the biggest ones that were really like attracting my eye was Florida, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State, Houston, because that's where my parents were from. I was getting a little inside pressure from there. But those were the three biggest that were really pursuing me really hard in that recruiting process.
Those are some big offers, man.
Yeah, so it was a tough decision, but you know, like I said, the immediate second I set foot on Arizona State, I fell in love.
And Luke Hill is our guest from Episcopal High School, senior, currently playing baseball senior year, 6 home runs in 12 games, .512 batting average, shortstop. Also, he's a closer sometimes, closes games. I'm going to ask Luke what he throws. I'm sure he's close to 90. I'll let him tell us, and then I know he can play outfield if need be, anywhere on the team. And we're going to talk about some of his teammates, but we're going to take a break real quick, Luke. We'll come back. We'll be right back with more of Luke Hill from Episcopal, one of the top baseball prospects for the class of – tell everybody the class. I'm getting the classes mixed up, so it'll still be class of 2022, right, or 2023?
Yes, sir, 2022, senior year.
2022, because football was just 2022, and now it's baseball.
That's right. Signed.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Luke Hill from Episcopal High School in baseball. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the show. This young man is one of the top baseball players in the state of Louisiana, going to Arizona State. Shortstop, Luke Hill. Luke, you know, you close games. Jace told me that you can come in late in the games and finish off these teams. But tell everybody if you're a lefty or righty, and what can you throw up to, and how many pitches do you have in your arsenal?
So I'm a righty closer. I'm a righty hitter, righty thrower. And, you know, I started closing last year, believe it or not, and it was kind of because I was like, oh, wow, I can throw the baseball a little hard. So for sure data, I've been up to 92. I feel like I can top a little bit higher than that. Not much, but I'm not going to play the higher game, so I'm going to say 92. And I have four pitches in my arsenal.
Wow.
I have a four-seam, a two-seam, a slider. Like, it's like more of a slurve, but our coach likes to call it a slider, and a changeup.
Not bad, man. Four pitches is what they – you're in a different bubble there with four. A lot of pitchers only have two coming out of high school. And also I wanted to mention your teammates. You got a couple of teammates that are committed too. Josh Gregor going to LSU Unis, right? And then Stuart Bonacaz going to Meridian Junior College?
Those two kids are legit. Those kids can throw it. Now, they're better pitchers than me. Now, of course, I won't tell them that to their face because, you know – in the competition, but those kids can swing it. Now, granted, they're both committed to junior colleges right now, but I can definitely see both of them ending up at D1 programs by the end of the spring.
And Luke, LSU Unis and Meridian are two of the top programs in the country.
Oh, I know. Stuart said he loved the development over there, and same thing with Josh. I told Josh, I was like, Josh, if you're going to LSU, like, you're gonna be a darn good pitcher. And same thing with Stuart, and they both have two of the best work ethics I've seen. You know, those kids are like, you know, Stuart's a really heavy basketball player, and that kid will work his butt off 24/7. And same thing with Josh. Josh is one of the first people to like, hey, Josh, you want to go throw or go hit? And he's the first one to respond. He's like, let's go. So I love both those guys.
Kudos to teammates. So I'm glad we can mention them too. And then I wanted to ask you about your coach. He does double duty. I know him from football, Travis Bourgeois.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't know, the football guys don't know, that he's also the baseball coach.
Yeah, he's the immediate second I talked to him, I loved everything. I mean, you know, he's a player's coach first, and I love that. Because when I was a freshman, they expected me to come in, you know, contribute early as a freshman. And I admit, I struggled early on. I didn't really do my best. But, you know, he was one of the first people right there supporting me throughout the way. And shout out to Coach Brett Bailey and Coach Sean Teague as well. Those two guys have helped with my development in a tremendous amount, because, you know, I feel like I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be at the place that I am without them two guys.
And I want to mention this for Brent Bailey. I didn't know this till today, but his dad was the late Beetle Bailey from LSU. I didn't know that.
The Beetle Bailey Classic, that was the tournament that we host here every year, you know, kind of an annual thing, and it's named after him. So we do our best to win it, and we won it this year. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I remember, I think y'all had Dunham in there and a lot of great teams in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Church Point and Rain came over at some point. I know that Covington, y'all played Covington. They got a good team. A lot of good teams that you go against. Speaking of the next question, you face some good pitchers. I mean, y'all play a lot of 5A and 4A teams. People don't realize that for being a 2A school, I mean, y'all play up all the time. And I wanted to ask you, Luke, who is some of the toughest pitchers you've seen this year, and who would be the toughest one that you've had to bat against ever?
This year, when we faced Parkview, they were two really tough guys, Riley Weber and Luke Pittman. Riley Weber's a righty. He's probably up to like mid-80s with a really sharp curveball. And Luke Pittman, he's young. He's a sophomore and lefty. I don't know his velo, but I know his fastball runs in a tremendous amount. He has a really sharp slider and curveball. Those two guys are definitely the two that have been the toughest this year. And going forward, we have a Lorville coming up, and they have a lefty pitcher. I don't know if he's throwing against us, but his name's Riley Marcotte. That kid is legit. He's a lefty up to 90-91, just wow. committed to University of Louisiana Lafayette. And I play with him over the summer, and I love that kid to death, and that kid can pitch.
Luke, 91 for a lefty, serious.
Mm-hmm. And he's a junior, and he's just getting started. That wow. kid's going to be something for.
Wow, because they're looking at D1 guys that don't want 88 lefties.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about what you like about the season. I know y'all got some tough games coming up. And what it's like to be a kid playing during the afternoon, like right after school gets out. Sometimes y'all play games before school's even out during the week. How baseball is a little different than football. A lot of people don't know that. But it's kind of cool that you can go play a 3 o'clock game and you're not even you're able to get out of school and go play that game maybe like at Cecilia or wherever you're playing or home. But we're going to go ahead and take a break, come back. We're going to have more of Luke Hill, Episcopal High School, one of the top prospects in the state. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. I always love talking about baseball, and I'm glad we have Luke Hill on. We've always had a lot of major league guys come on, some coaches. We had Ben McDonald that called in from the Orioles last year. We had Tookie Johnson, who's the coach at St. Michael's, used to play at LSU, was an All-American. And today, Luke Hill, who's going to be playing for Arizona State. Luke, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to be watching Arizona State now at my ESPN Plus package, man, now that
sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal with the Pac-12. I think UCLA is one of the best teams in the country every year, so you get to play them. Mm-hmm. You know, Oregon has come on big time. LSU beat them in a regional at their place. So, I mean, that conference is tough. Some good teams.
I know. It's very competitive. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, I love competition. So that's, like, one of the biggest things here at Episcopal, you know. This past year, we've our coach, Coach Bourgeois, who came in early and said, we're going to have a very, very tough schedule. And I loved every bit of it. We're winning. We're having fun. You know, we're beating teams by a lot of runs, and I'm having a great time.
What is it like to play as a kid in high school and have these day games? And they're different than football. You know, football, obviously, people get ready at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But baseball, y'all might have a 2 o'clock game during the week.
I mean, it's amazing. Don't quote me on this, but sometimes you get to miss those classes that you really don't want to miss.
Right.
And it's crazy about some of those, but, you know, in the long run, it kind of hurts you because you missed a lesson. Like, let's say you miss math class, you know, you got to catch up on that. But, you know, it's amazing, you know, wake up, get to look forward to it, and you're at lunch, and you check out right after lunch, and you get to talk about the game with some of your best friends, you know, look forward to the game and get ready for it. So that's probably the best thing about it.
Who do you like to play the most locally? And who are you most excited about playing coming up with the rest of the schedule?
Probably locally, Dunham or Parkview are my two favorite. You know, those guys I've played with all my life, you know, dating back all the way to like 8 or 9 years old. We haven't played Dunham yet. We play them tomorrow, actually. Go watch that on BSN. But I'm looking forward to playing them. So those two teams are my most favorite to play against.
And when the show airs, tomorrow will actually be – it'll be played already. So the show will play on Friday when you hear the show. Hopefully there'll be a W. And then statewide.
Okay,
yeah. the rest of the schedule, what do you think? What do you think it's shaping out to be once the schedule's over? What do you think?
This is probably our top test of the season. We go Dunham, then we go Louisville. Three powerhouses, you know. And once we get through that tough stretch, it's gonna be a long run. But we feel like we can get out of that with a very long win streak. We know that we have we like to say we play gorilla ball. We love to hit the ball. You know, we hit the ball hard and we hit the ball far. So it'll be a fun rest of the season. We're looking forward to hosting every playoff game we have at our home stadium because we didn't get to do that last year, and we're looking forward to doing it this year.
All right. Well, I've got to mention this. Your home runs are legendary right now with local people. It's like, man, this kid can really pop. I mean, he's got some pop in the bat, right? What have you ever, is your dad ever kept up, like, what's the longest home run you've ever hit? Have y'all ever done that?
We haven't done that, like, to the exact point, but I know it's been over 400 feet because I've played at Lake Point in Georgia. It's like a Georgia summer tournament, and, you know, that perfect game, and it was with the wood bat tournament, and first pitch of the game, high fastball, and I put it over the 400-foot dead center wall. Mm. Now, I'm not about 100 feet over, but it went over there pretty with a pretty decent amount. So that's probably one of the furthest balls I've ever hit, over 400 feet.
Well, also, I hear there's like a sign in the outfield that's really high, but it's kind of like over that you hit a lot, but it didn't go out, which might
– Right.
It might have gave you some more home runs at your home place.
Yeah. when we played Parkview, I hit two of them off that wall. But if we were to play at Parkview Field, those would have gone over. So I would have gone 3-for-3 at 3 home runs. But, you know, I don't like to make excuses. I'm fine with my results of that game.
What is it about the home runs? Is it just your confidence to put the bat on the ball? You know this. Baseball, it's hard to hit. It's hard to hit a baseball. But you're so natural at knocking these baseballs out and having home runs. I mean, you're on pace possibly easily to get 10 or 12, easily could do more than that possibly when this is over with. But, I mean, that's a lot of home runs for a high school kid. But what's your strength on being able to hit these home runs in high school like this?
My biggest thing was this past year I hit the weight room really hard, stayed in the cage a lot. I know coming up when I'm going off to college, these guys are legit, top-notch, top competition. And the biggest side for me mentally, my approach and my confidence. So if I ever find myself not being confident, I tell myself, I just go look over my camera roll and go to my fingers and look at some of my best hits to grow that confidence back. Because if you're not confident, you're probably not going to hit the ball really that hard, and it's just going to keep eating at you over and over again. So if I ever find myself in that situation, I try to get myself out of that as soon as possible. And my approach, I never change it. It's always the same. And, you know, I look for one pitch, and if I get that pitch, I know I need to kill it. So that's my job.
Here's a great question for you. This is kind of what a scout would ask you, I think. Have you ever hit a curveball as a home run?
Oh, of course. That's probably one of my furthest home runs. It's not the furthest one I've ever hit, but those ones that hang, those are the ones that we bang. I'm not trying to be a time, but those are the ones in those little 3-2-0-2 counts that they hang sometimes that end up over the wall in left center.
Well, that's a great thing to do because the curve's hard to hit, as you know, first mm-hmm. of all. And it's probably the hardest, you know, pitch to hit in college. So you're halfway
right
there because you're going to see a lot of those curve balls from Oregon and UCLA, USC, probably Washington's got a good program. They got some good programs in the Pac-12. I don't know if there's a weak team. You know, California baseball is like the mecca for baseball. It's been that way mm-hmm. for years. And in Florida, as you know, in Texas. But California, I looked at the other day, Luke, in the SEC in the South. Mm-hmm. 20% of the players are from California now in the SEC.
That's crazy. Like California, Georgia, and Florida, those powerhouses. I like to say the Southeast is where you come to play baseball, you know. Those are where all the big-time recruits are, I like to say. So, and then you have your outstander in California where you have all those guys out there as well.
Look, we're going to take a break, come back one more segment. It won't be a long segment, but I got to ask you a couple more questions, and then we'll say our goodbyes to our audience and all. But we'll be right back. Going to, Luke, bring you back one more segment. We'll be right back.
All right, sounds good.
Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I want to thank all our sponsors locally to allow us to do this, to bring on kids like Luke Hill. You know, and I really, it makes me feel good because we're getting his name out. Not that he needs it for a scholarship, but to let people know who he is outside of Baton Rouge and the baseball community. And I want everybody to know that you can follow us. The show will air on Friday. You can catch it on YouTube. You can catch it on our website, lafootballmagazine.com. You can catch it on Podbean for the app for our podcast, and or you can follow me on Twitter, which, Luke, I just got Twitter. It's crazy. So you can follow me on Twitter at Lee Brekeen to follow our TV show and our magazine and everything. Go to our website. We're getting our magazine, football magazine, ready for August, late August. Working on that as we're talking. Back to Luke Hill from Episcopal Baseball. Everybody wants me to ask you this question.
Okay.
Did LSU and Paul Maneri recruit you a year ago when all this was going on? Were they involved?
To be honest with you, they were kind of in, like, the middle of the pack. They weren't, like, showing the most interest in the world. When Jay Johnson came in, he called me the week that he found out about me, and he brought me in. As a matter of fact, I went to LSU that Thursday before I flew out Saturday to Arizona State. So they're Paul Maneri and them, Nolan Kane, all those guys, they were really heavy in the recruiting process early. But Jay Johnson and all those guys, the new staff, they were in consideration towards the later end of the process.
So if they would have got there earlier, who knows? Huh? You never know.
Yeah, who knows? Completely different story.
You know, it's crazy. Wouldn't this be crazy, Luke, if like 3 years from now, there's a regional at Arizona State or LSU, and you could be in that?
I go to LSU baseball games all the time. It'd be crazy if the Arizona State, you know, I'm up there and it says my my name and my number and my location, Port Allen, Louisiana. So,
well, we wish you the best of luck. I really mean that. You're one of the top players in the state. We wanted to recognize you. Everybody's going to know who you are now statewide, and we got a lot of baseball listeners that like football. As you know, there are baseball guys, and then there are baseball football guys. You know, I've got friends that just watch baseball, and then I have friends that just follow football, and that's okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
A friend of mine lives in Slidell. He was like, "How's LSU going to do this year?" And I'm like, "What about football?" He's like, "No, how's LSU baseball going to do this year?"
So LSU baseball has expectations this year, and they're doing pretty good so far. So hopefully, they keep that up.
Yeah. Speaking of baseball locally, before we go, what do you think of Dylan Cruz and Jacob Berry and that crew and Trey, the first baseman? They got a heck of a lineup.
That's probably got to be the most elite, probably top-notch 1-2-3 that you can have in the country at college baseball. That's insane. You have last year, I know that Dylan Cruz at least got the co-freshman of the year. I'm not sure that if Jacob Berry got it. But, you know, having a lefty with the amount of athleticism that Trey Morgan has at your leadoff with the power. Then you can go two holes with Cruz, righty, batting 400 right now, can put the ball over the Alex Box Stadium sign in left field. Mm. And then you have a third baseman / right fielder and Jacob Berry that's hitting like 370 with like 10 tanks. It's crazy.
I've got to ask you this. Did you see the SportsCenter play that Trey Morgan made at first the other day?
I did. I saw the someone made a bad throw, and then he got it, like, slid and turned around and threw him out. It was crazy. I went to that game, actually.
He threw it from his knee on the ground, 35 yards in the glove, second baseman, and gets the out. Wow.
Perfect.
Looked like a Boston Red Sox championship game play.
It's like one of those games. It's one of those plays you make on video games.
Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan. We got a lot of Astros fans in the state, but I'm a Yankees guy.
So. Okay. I have a friend that graduated from Episcopal. He's in the Yankees organization right now, Connor Peller, and he's a right-handed pitcher. So
yeah.
I know a couple guys.
Yeah, they're good. I'm a fan because of Ryan Guidry. Went to USL back in the day. He was a pitcher from Lafayette, Louisiana. And he was one of the great ones when I was growing up. And then I was a Reggie Jackson fan. And then I was a Roger Clemens fan, so I just kept my favorite players were always Yankee players. And then Babe Ruth, we all studied. I wasn't born, obviously, when Babe Ruth played in 1915 or whatever it was. But Yankees need to come around and try and win one. They're not doing very good to win playoff games lately. But we pull for them. I pull for Bregman with the Astros. I'm also pulling for Michael Trout. What do you think of Trout before we go?
It's crazy. If he can stay healthy this year, he's going to be my front runner for MVP.
You think it was good for him to stay in Anaheim?
Oh, of course. You got him and Shohei. I think they got something building. Plus, Rendon, he had a down year last year, but that dude's still a perennial all-star.
Yeah, Rendon was incredible at Rice. You know, when he played at Rice, he played against LSU and had like 4 home runs out of 8 at-bats in a regional.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, he actually robbed 3 home runs in the outfield in 2 games. I was there. Yeah, I was like, that dude can play. And then, yeah, the pitcher for Anaheim, I don't know if he's a hitter or a pitcher. I mean, I don't know where you put him, but he's an all-star for 2 spots, which is not normal.
Right.
In the major leagues. But look, Luke, good having you on. I appreciate it. Don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. Again, everybody go to YouTube, Podbean for your app, for podcast, or go to or just follow me at Lieberkeen on Twitter. I just got Twitter 2 weeks ago, personally. Crazy, right? So, but the show is aired this Friday, and we're taping it a couple of nights before because Luke has baseball games, so we got to do this around his baseball games, and I'm just glad we had him on our show, but we'll see you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours. Located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.